St. Catherine of Siena, in her incredible work, The Dialogue, reveals to us one of Satan's greatest deceptions that happens right within our prayer that many souls fall prey to. And many of us are at least partially aware of it because we pray and we pray and we see little fruit or we experience a lot of dryness, but we can't quite put our finger on what we're doing wrong. She reveals all this and more that we will unpack in today's video. Now, a few things that you need to understand before we get into it are who St. Catherine of Siena is. So what St. Clare was to the Franciscans, what St. Scholastica was to the Benedictines, basically the spiritual mothers of those religious communities, St. Catherine of Siena is to the Dominicans. She was a virgin and stigmatist, so she had the stigmata in her body, and she was declared a doctor of the church. There are two principal works with which you can learn about her. Her main one, The Dialogue, which is an ongoing conversation between her and God the Father, something incredibly unique in mystical works, and The Life of St. Catherine of Siena by her spiritual director, which is an incredible book as well. Both of those pair greatly. And the other thing that you need to understand is the three different types of prayer. Vocal prayer, which is prayers with our mouth, mental prayer, which is prayer with the mind, and contemplative prayer, which is praying with the heart. Now listen to what God the Father reveals to her. But do not think that the soul receives such ardor and nourishment from prayer if she pray only vocally, as do many souls whose prayers are rather words than love. So here he is giving this warning that if we only pray with vocal prayer, we are not doing well and we are making a great mistake. He will reveal specifically the great deception a little bit later. Such as these give heed to nothing except to completing psalms and saying many paternosters. So if we only pray with our lips, you're not going to advance in prayer. And when they have once completed their appointed tale, they do not appear to think of anything further, but seem to place devout attention and love in merely vocal recitation, which the soul is not required to do, for in doing only this, she bears but little fruit, which pleases me but little. So only vocal prayer will nourish us very little and will please God very little. And we experience this when we pray. If you are someone who has prayed vocally excessively, you will and do experience dryness in your prayer. God is trying to tell you it's not fruitful enough. But if thou askest me whether the soul should abandon vocal prayer, since it does not seem to all that they are called to mental prayer, I should reply, no. The soul should advance by degrees, and I know well, just as the soul is at first imperfect and afterwards perfect, so also is it with her prayer. She should nevertheless continue in vocal prayer while she is yet imperfect, so as to not fall into idleness. So we should see the subtle distinctions that God the Father is making and not throw out the baby with the bathwater. We begin with what is imperfect and we move and grow gradually. But she should not say her vocal prayers without joining them to mental prayer. That is to say that while she is reciting, she should endeavor to elevate her mind in my love with the consideration of her own defects and of the blood of my only begotten Son. This is, for instance, the case with the rosary. And St. Louis de Montfort teaches this as well, that if we say the words of the rosary only, without thinking about the words and meditating on the life of Jesus, we are praying in a shallow way that will not bear much fruit. Now here he starts getting into a specific thing that happens that many people fall into. The soul, therefore, should season the knowledge of herself with the knowledge of my goodness. So whenever we're meditating on something particular about our lives, especially our sinfulness, we always also need to think about Jesus and his mercy and the life of Christ. And then vocal prayer will be of use to the soul who makes it and pleasing to me. And she will arrive from the vocal imperfect prayer exercise with perseverance at perfect mental prayer. So we must continue. But if she simply aims at completing her tale and for vocal abandons mental prayer, she will never arrive at it. So if we abandon thinking about things that are holy, meditating on the life of Christ, and only stick with saying words, we will never arrive at holiness or perfection. One mistake people make is they get bored of saying certain prayers, and so they move from one devotion to another, or they simply increase the amount of words, hoping that something will happen. This is a grave mistake. Sometimes the soul will be so ignorant that having resolved to say so many prayers vocally, what I was just saying, and I visiting her mind sometimes in one way and sometimes in another, in a flash of self-knowledge or of contrition for sin, sometimes in the broadness of my charity, and sometimes by placing before her mind in diverse ways according to my pleasure and the desire of the soul, the presence of my truth. So you see, he describes four ways in which he visits the soul in prayer, and implying that people will ignore these visitations because they continue praying vocally. So let's go over those four ways because they are incredibly important. A flash of self-knowledge could be one. Contrition for sin could be another. The broadness of my charity, so how God's immense love, in other words, or the presence of my truth. Whenever he says the presence of my truth, he means Jesus Christ. So imagine if you were praying the rosary and the Blessed Mother appears before you and you were to say, Blessed Mother, can you appear a little bit later? I need to finish my rosary. Don't you think that would be insane and of the highest absurdity ever? Now, that's very clear, the example that I'm giving you, but we do this all the time because God appears to us 99% of the time in much more subtle ways, as he says, in a flash of self-knowledge. And we ignore these apparitions for the sake of our vocal prayer, which is the whole point of your vocal prayer, is to encounter God. And then God shows up and we ignore him. Let's continue listening. She, the soul, in order to complete her tale, will abandon my visitation that she feels, as it were, by conscience, rather than abandon that which she had begun. She should not do so, for in doing so, she yields to a deception of the devil. We should abandon our prayer for God's visitation. God is more important than your words. That's why you're saying words, so that God visit you. And if he visits you, stop and listen and sit with him. The moment she feels her mind disposed by my visitation, in the many ways I have told thee, she should abandon vocal prayer and sit with that visitation, that inner feeling. It's hard to describe exactly what that visitation will feel like to you, but we must pay attention. Then my visitation passed, if there be time, she could resume the vocal prayers which she had resolved to say. So if in the middle of the rosary, the Blessed Mother appears to you, stop your rosary, please, and sit with her. I mean, should I even need to say this? But we pray so awfully that this needs to be said. And if she gives you time, finish the rosary. If not, don't even worry about it. But if she has not time to complete them, she ought not on that account to be troubled or suffer annoyance and confusion of mind. Your goal isn't to finish the rosary. Your goal is to have God visit you. Just like Our Lady visits Elizabeth, that's the goal of the rosary. And if you start with the sign of the cross of the rosary and the Blessed Mother appears, by all means, you did something right. Pat your hands, pat your back with your hand. You signed yourself well. Stop and stay with her. Of course, provided that it were not the divine office, which clerics and religious are bound and obliged to say, under penalty of offending me, and this is not the case for most of you, for they must until death say their office. So if you have not vowed the prayer because you're a priest or a religious, you can put away the rosary if you receive a visitation and not be bothered. God the Father is saying, don't be bothered. Those scruples are of the devil, not of God. But if they, so even if a priest or a nun at the hour appointed for saying it should feel their minds drawn and raised by desire, they should so arrange as to say it before or after my visitation. So even priests and religious should move the office if God visits you. So if you're saying the office of, if you're saying the liturgy of the hours, for instance, morning prayer, and Jesus appears to you, what should you do? Stop and talk to Jesus. And after he leaves, you continue the morning prayer. This is so obvious, but we miss it. They should so arrange as to say it before or after my visitation so that the debt of rendering the office be not omitted. But in any other case, vocal prayer should be immediately abandoned for the said cause, the visitation. Vocal prayer, made in the way that I have told thee, will enable the soul to arrive at perfection, and therefore she should not abandon it, but use it in the way that I have told thee. So if within your vocal prayer, God visits you in those four ways, which is a flash of self-knowledge or a type of contrition for sins, or where he reveals to you the breath of his love for you, or he comes to you as his truth, which is Jesus Christ, in any of those types of ways, then you stop your vocal prayer and you sit with that visitation. And if you have time, you finish your vocal prayer. If not, you are not doing anything wrong. One of the greatest deceptions of the devil is to ignore these visitations because he keeps us in imperfect prayer. And this imperfect prayer is bad prayer, which pleases God but little and takes us to purgatory because we can only enter heaven by being perfected. And the main thing that we have to perfect us here on earth is prayer. Prayer is what brings us to virtue and perfection. My friends, this is incredible, incredible stuff. If this has helped you in any way, please subscribe and support this channel through Buy Me a Coffee, St. Catherine of Siena. Pray for us. I'll see you in the next one.